Jess in with you this morning, and now this rainfall that we're seeing right across the Upper Hunter is set to continue throughout much of today, hopefully easing off by the looks of it by tomorrow, but certainly there are a lot of roads closed across the region. There's water over roads, and in the Singleton area down near Bulga, the Wallumbye Brook, we're seeing some issues there today as well. To get the very latest information, Jace Lenane, the General Manager from Singleton Council, joins me this morning. Jace, how are you doing?
Yeah, going good, thanks, Jess. Great to catch up. Thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, we're here at Singleton. We've got some challenges coming at us, potential challenges, but right now our thoughts and prayers with our colleagues across the region, right across this great state of ours, because there's some terrible things happening and some terrible sights we're seeing on TV, and we really, our hearts go out to everybody. And I've already reached out personally to the other GMs in the region who are being affected and offer any support we can.
Yeah. There certainly are some devastating scenes across the state, Jason, and we want to make sure that we keep our area as safe as we possibly can. Certainly council is doing everything you can. I thought this morning, let's start with the latest road closures for your LGA.
Yeah, well, we've got 13 roads closed. As of 7:30 this morning, it's the latest information I have available to me, 13 roads closed. Castles Road Causeway, Cranky Corner Road, North Causeway, the Golden Highway, Moody's Creek, Gringler Road, the causeways, there's various ones that are shut, Mitchell's Flat Causeway, Moses Crossing on Leamington Road, Mile Creek Road Causeway, Oakley Lane Causeway, Putty Valley Road at Putty Creek, Stand and Drive near the Kirkland Public School, Stanhope Road at the intersection with Lands Valley Road, Westbrook Road Causeway, and Wallaway Road, the Payne's Crossing, and just past the 100 km zone, leaving Broke, are both closed. So, yeah, there's a fair bit there for us. So just remind everybody to keep that in mind. Never, ever drive or walk through floodwater or roads that are closed.
No, exactly. And Council has put together an incident response team, I guess, to respond to what's happening right now.
Yeah, absolutely, Jess. Over the weekend, watching what was going on across the state and looking at the forecast, I thought better be safe than sorry. So we commenced our incident response team yesterday morning. That was really making sure that we're prepared as an organisation, that we've done the planning, that we're prepared to support the SES and the local police in the event that the situation materialised for the worst here in Singleton. At this point in time, we haven't seen that. We're hopeful that's not going to be the case. It's better be safe than sorry, isn't it?
Exactly.
And for us, it's a really good opportunity as well to test out our emergency response procedures and our arrangements and making sure our documents and our processes are as best as they can possibly be. And so that's been a really good thing for us to do. I've got a meeting after I finish with you to go and catch up with the guys and make sure, as of today, we've made the improvements we need to make and we're ready to rock and roll if we're called upon by New South Wales Police and the SES.
Yeah. I guess at the moment, the area that's of concern for Singleton would be along that Wallumbye Brook area at Bulga.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's seeing, SES is saying it's major flooding. It hasn't closed the road at this point in time there at Bulga. It's causing some concern. I suppose we're watching what materialises down there in terms of the rain event. We're reasonably confident, without being overconfident, that it's not going to pose a significant issue to our community there. But we're keeping a very close watching brief. And as I said, the SES, we're blessed here in Singleton, we're blessed across the state. The State Emergency Service is an incredibly valuable organisation in New South Wales. And we're even more fortunate in Singleton, the leadership we have. They do such a wonderful job. They're always in contact with us. They're keeping us abreast of what's going on. And We know clearly from a council point of view what our role is in these events, and that is we're there to support the LEOCON, New South Wales Police, and also the Combat Agency in the event of a flood. That's the SES. So we're lucky we've got great leadership, and they always provide great clarity for us moving forward.
Yeah. Now, you do a fantastic job, but Jason, yourself and all of your team there at Council. And as you said, we want to reiterate, don't drive through floodwaters, and anybody who requires any sort of assistance, call the SES on 132 500. But of course, if it is a bit more dire and your life is in danger, call 000.
Yeah, absolutely. And if people want to get an update as the event progresses, jump onto our website, and we've got our disaster dashboard, which is on our website, which has a whole range of really important information. It's not information that we create, because we don't do that, because we're not the combat agency, we're not the lead agency of these events, we're only the support mechanism. But we bring across all the information that's available from all the various state agencies. And we've also got on there our road closures, and they're updated as that changes throughout the day as well. So some really good information for people if they want to find out what's going on with this event and emergency management more generally.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Jason, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We know you'll keep us posted on what's going on. We'll catch up with you soon.
My pleasure, Jess. Look forward to speaking to you. And good luck to everybody out there. And hopefully this passes sooner rather than later.